na 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 na. Don't look at my dick. Na 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 na. Don't look at my dick.
What happened? You lost your microphone? Oh no, Papa. Oh no, Papa. Folks, welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, the weekly show. While Adam looks for his microphone, he somehow can't find it even though it's attached to his head. I have both microphones. This is my fault. I'm sorry. I should, God damn it. Now it's stuck to me. What the fuck? My whole goddamn life is just wires. Wires fucking driving me insane.
It's stuck.
Quick reminder, everyone, to watch The Plumber, the Peter Weir movie. The Peter Weird movie. The kind of movie that... Did you get it? You made it worse. You made it worse.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. Don't worry. While Adam gets to his microphone untangled from the headphones, folks, I'm in Houston this weekend at the Houston Improv Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The ticket sales are not going well, which it's actually not your guys' fault. Turns out that they only sell tables. So you have to find a friend. Maybe there's some sort of buddy meetup. Maybe this is a chance to find your lover, a sexual lover.
Or hire an escort.
Hey, do you want to go to the Nick Mullen stand-up comedy show where he's doing Subway Jared bits still in 2022?
You can
see his classic Harambe bit. see a whole hour of Harambe the Lion. It's Subway Jared, Dominic Strauss-Kahn era material from when I quit stand-up.
2010?
I've been on tour for 6 months now. Wait, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Fuck, 7 months. 8 months I've been on tour, and I've produced a big fat fucking zero in terms of new material. But I'm a good hang afterwards. You know, we can...
Yeah,
we can chat and maybe
shoot up.
Maybe you'll meet your lover. You'll meet your lover after that. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, I am in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Texas.
Phoenix. They should make that should all be one state: Texas, Arizona,
New Mexico,
Nevada,
Oklahoma,
New Mexico, Nevada. Forever, I always thought that was bullshit. That those are two different places.
They're not even bordering one another.
Yeah, but they're the same. They both start with N, and I got a lot to say about that. if I don't mind if I Blue Chew. Maybe we get some more information about Blue Chew coming up a little bit later.
That's exciting. Gator. Stay tuned for that.
Why the hell do people say "see you later, alligator"?
Yeah,
you know
they.
Yeah, good. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and try that to an actual alligator?
Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Good luck, buddy. He's not going to leave you alone.
Tom Myers live. Go ahead and try saying that to an actual alligator. I look at him and I say, pal, why don't you try saying that to an actual alligator and see where that gets you. It's a one-way ticket to Bite Town, pal. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I'll be playing Bite Town next week. Oh, geez. Hope the crowd's better than this one.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Geez, I hope the folks over at Bite Town are a little bit better than you guys.
That's pretty good.
What else do we got, folks? You see Dominic Strauss-Kahn is in the news?
Dominic Strauss-Kahn's back in the news.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn's back in the news.
Of course, the former leader of the World Bank who got arrested for molesting...
For molesting an African woman in a bathroom. I don't know what's worse, that woman got raped in there. That's probably the first time she's seen a bathroom in her entire life, folks. I'll tell you,
they
you
know go who, on the ground.
You know who couldn't. You know who couldn't wait to get on a plane from Africa here is that lady. And then the last thing she said was "see you later, alligator," but she meant it for real
because she was never coming back.
The jungle is filled with alligators.
She was never coming back to the heart of darkness, the dark continent, Black Africa. They used to call it Black Africa. Mm-hmm.
That's you know, the original title of that book was Fart of Darkness, and it was about how stinky the Congo was.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. It's crazy some Polish retard managed to write a book.
Yeah. I didn't think they had books there.
In Poland?
Yeah, I thought they only had tubed shaped meat products.
Mm-hmm.
Kielbasa. Yeah, Polish people. How about that? They're very red.
Polish people?
Yeah, from alcoholism. They get very red. Do you ever go up to Greenpoint and see those fuckers up there? They got skinheads up there.
Do they? What's the timestamp?
I don't know.
Okay, I gotta keep for the ad reads. I gotta keep a
all right.
Keep a little. I'm feeling good, dude. I took my vitamins. It's necessary now that I'm a vegan. I have to take those fucking vitamins.
You need iron and stuff.
Iron you can get from spinach and broccoli and stuff. They don't put iron in at least the multivitamin I've used forever because it's easy to get too much. I think.
What, and then you get heavy metal poisoning.
Then yeah, you become
Led Zeppelin.
No, you become Rob Halford.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. He's like, I think I got heavy metal poisoning. Yeah. They're like, no, it's HIV from being a homosexual.
Yeah.
Like, no,
it's heavy metal poisoning.
It's heavy metal poisoning. Yeah. It's from doing too much hard rock. That's why my bones. That's why my bones is messed up.
I jump his bones.
I'll tell you what. I might just be a British moron for the rest of the time we ever.
I didn't realize that the British moron was Rob Halford.
It's
the homosexual lead singer of Judas Priest.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. How do they say it? Is it something. Like that? Yeah.
They say sang.
Sang. Let me tell you something, son.
Let me tell you something.
Don't son me. Don't come to where I live and try to son me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them try to sun me. Just reading about that, this.
Reading about black kids.
Yeah, yeah. I found out they're doing this in New York. They're doing their sunning each other.
Yeah.
Why don't you come down to Australia and try and sun me, see what happens. Later, alligator. That's what I'll be saying to you.
Yeah, first they let the blacks in, then you stalk it and sunned.
Yeah.
That's why we have to close the border.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in the news?
I tried to fuck a guy, but I'm straight.
Rob Halford is back in the news.
Can I have the pin? Yes. Rob Halford is back in the news. Yeah, folks.
Well, guys, also, I want to wish all of our Jewish listeners a very meaningful Yom Kippur fast.
You really got into your shit for Yom Kippur this year, huh?
I don't know. I promised my mom I'd go.
That's good, dude. I'm happy for you. As long as you don't revert to Zionism. I'm fully on board with this new Jewish, even more Jewish Adam.
I'm gonna go more Jewish, more religious. Get back into my spirituality, which I was never really into.
Yeah,
yeah, I was more into music.
I think that'd be good for you.
Yeah, maybe it'd give life some meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Give life a little bit of context. Maybe stop worrying just about myself. You know.
Yeah.
Start seeing myself as part of something bigger. Who knows? Or maybe I'll just...
Maybe we could have like a rabbi on for one of the video episodes.
we could get that that guy, what's his name? Rabbi Shuli? That guy that goes on TV. I think he's a scam artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a show, I remember, it was called Shalom in the Home.
I tell you, if they had that guy around, they'd have to Rabbi Shoo me away from all the pussy that he'd be bringing in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he likes him. He likes them.
His whole crew. Young. Yeah.
His whole crew of bitches.
Real yum, some yum Kippur.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's a lot of Jewish holidays. Now that we have to go to B&H all the time.
They're closed all the
damn
time.
They're constantly closed for another holiday.
Well, once a week they're closed for the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, B&H is closed today for Yom Kippur.
Yeah. That is very fun. Like, they saw Christmas and they're like, what if we do it all the time? What if we had a million Christmases? What if we just had Christmas every week?
What if we had Christmas, but it was just more boring and didn't involve,
what if I built
presents?
A tiny house outside of my house and we eat Count Chocula in there?
That's the funniest one.
Yeah, suck it.
Suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one's funny, and then their Halloween is pretty funny. Every
year. Honestly, though, do you feel good about doing the Yom Kippur stuff?
I feel like my mom would have liked that I went.
Mm, did you feel like connected with her or something?
No, I did not. Well, they do a prayer for if you have a dead parent. Mm-hmm. They do something.
That's really nice.
And I stayed in the room. Everyone else has to leave. Mm-hmm. If you have an immediate relative who's dead, you stay in and they do the thing. And I felt like that was good.
I wish I could have some kind of spiritual connection. Unfortunately, all I got is my gadgets.
You got your wires.
I got my wires and my gizmos.
Yeah. And sometimes Nick gets them crossed.
Yeah.
You know?
You got your wires crossed, pal.
He gets his wires crossed, pal.
Mm-hmm. You ever notice how people say, don't get your wires crossed? Yeah. Pal, show me one guy who hasn't done that.
Yeah.
I got a drawer at my parents' house where I live filled with wires, and they're completely crossed.
Yeah, they're just jumbled up.
So what are you saying? I have schizophrenia? I'm a schizophrenic guy that does comedy for some reason? All right, next joke.
Next joke. Bite Town. You see me next week in Bite Town. Yeah.
I'll get you a one-way ticket to Bites.
What's that story you have about him talking about the Orioles?
Oh, yeah.
You said it on the podcast.
And EJ's landing. Yeah, shitting on the Orioles and two guys just casually leaving the bar. Oh, that too much for you? Get them, Tom.
Boom.
Get them.
Oh, and speaking of Tom, fans, stay on him about coming on the show. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's going on a big podcasting tour. He goes on the Chapo Trap House podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I listened to 5 minutes of that on the plane. I couldn't tell them apart. Mm-hmm. It was like five Tom Myers sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I have to they have to boast to me. Oh, we had Tom on.
Mm-hmm. How about Mom Tires?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
She's like, y'all want some Michelins? How you doing? My name's Sandy. I'm 832 pounds, and I sell used tires.
Mm-hmm.
I sell them myself, personally. I'm Mom Tires. That's the name of my business, and I'm also gay.
Yeah. My tire...
And a riddle, bitch, honey. Just a riddle. Just a riddle bit.
I'm just a riddle mm-hmm. bit. I'm, Chinese I just got my 23
like,
and me.
Chinese Tom Myers being like, yeah, why do they call him the Riddler? It seems like this guy's the same size as less of them.
Yes, that's good.
He's about the same size as the rest of them, but they call him the Littler. I was thinking they should call him the normal size guy.
Yeah.
The guy that's the same size as everybody else. I guess that's what the question marks are for. You see him and you're like, yeah, this guy's riddler than the rest of the guys. Mm-hmm. And you look at him and you're like, no, he's not. And it's like, what? What the hell? And that's what all the exclamation points are for.
You know they got a new Riddler coming out. A new movie, yeah.
Yeah. Who's playing the Riddler?
It's trans.
Really?
And the question marks are, what are the gender identity?
Really?
Yeah.
The Genderlist.
The Genderlist.
On TBS.
The Genderlist.
The Genderentalist.
The Genderentalist.
Yeah.
I solve crimes.
Yeah. He just shows up at the crime scene.
And I know what you're thinking, folks. Mm-hmm. What even is that?
They're like, he uses the power of men's logical thinking and women's intuition to solve crimes. Uh-huh.
He solves crimes with his fake tits mm-hmm. and his giant cock.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd watch that show.
Yeah. What would you do while you're watching it? Would you masturbate?
No, they wouldn't show that on network TV, but they'd imply the giant dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they wouldn't show Nip. Mm-hmm. But they'd show everyone getting horny for the Genderentalist. The Genderentalist.
He's got multiple genders. He does? Damn, now I feel sick again from hitting that vape. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, problem.
I wish that thing wasn't around.
It's not good for you.
And it's terrible, and I quit, and then, you know, like just getting work done all day, just getting stuff done. It's hard not to do a little bit.
Yeah. You should get a wife that you can beat.
I'm not a wife beater.
Yeah, but that seems like a nice way to polish off a good day's work.
I'm a wife ignorer.
Yeah.
That's
She's
my
She's like, speed. I wish you'd hit me.
Yeah.
I wish you'd hit me because at least you acknowledge that I'm here.
Literally, yes. That's one. That's Every relationship I've had, that's the problem.
At least if you hit me, we'd be closer.
The amount of times I've heard, it's like you're not even there.
Yeah. I just wrote that in the thing I was writing.
Oh, the thing you were writing.
Mm, yeah. It feel like you're 1,000 kilometers away. Yeah.
Folks, are people still doing postcards? The old letter's right there. Everybody can read it.
Yeah, it's true.
What if you wrote on there, hey, I'm gay, don't tell anybody. I hope nobody sees this. I hope nobody sees this postcard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try that one out in Bite Town.
Bite Town next week. Yeah, I'll be in Bite Town four nights at the Comedy Lodge.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try and say that to an actual alligator, pal.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke. There was this nerd that I went to high school with. I probably said this on the old podcast. But
this is not a nerd besmirching podcast.
I'm not going to talk shit, but he was...
Cumtown may have been a nerd besmirching podcast, but the Adam Friedland Show is pro-nerd.
There was this kid...
This is a Wire and Gizmo show, and when that's not happening, guess what? It's fucking Yom Kippur, pal.
Yeah.
It's Sukkot. True. It's Rosh Hashanah. What's the other one? It's Passover. There's another
Simchat
one.
Torah.
Simchat Torah.
You know, that's the one where they get drunk. You're supposed to get drunk.
On Manischewitz.
You get drunk on shots of potato vodka.
What are some of the other Jewish holidays?
Shmini Atzeret.
And that's Toyota Truckathon.
Yeah, that's Toyota
Truck Month.
And they're losing their goddamn mind over there.
Yeah. It's Fuckathon at the Toyota dealership.
It's Toyota.
Come on down now and fuck Larry, the finance manager.
It's Toyota Fuck Month.
Show your pussy to Larry and he'll fuck you. It's Fuckathon.
It's Toyota Fuck Month.
It's Toyota Trans Sales Event. We're trying anything. No one's buying these cars. Are you trans? Please buy a car. If the bank's allowed to be gay, why can't Toyota be gay?
It's true.
Come on down for Gay Trans Toyota Day. No money down.
There's going to be a car dealership do a Pride Month event. I'm sure there has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zoom.
It's Mazda Pride event. Mm-hmm. So, there was this nerd I went to school with named Richard. They always have their full name. Yeah. You notice that? Gay guys and nerds.
Dick.
Yeah. Dick. A nice straight guy named Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're either like, they're all Christopher, Richard. Yeah. And Richard was a nerd, and he said all of high school that he had a fiance, and that it was Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
And then
huge tits.
Yeah, she probably
nothing like a Wiccan girl with huge cold tits.
Yeah, she's they're just the pastiest.
They're poorly circulated.
Yeah, they got the blue veins.
Yeah,
yeah, they have veins like a penis.
You pull them out. Yeah, you pull them out, and you're like, Jesus, are you using a walk-in freezer for a bra?
Why are your tits blue?
Folks, have you ever noticed that these Wiccan girls have cold tits? Yeah, I'll be trying that one out in Bite Town next week.
So he had a bumper sticker that said, don't be mean to dragons because you'll end up getting burnt.
Damn, I did a fucking number on my back.
On those wires?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
Nick is killing himself for this show.
I did it the most.
And guys, listen, the studio is looking pretty right. Next week, we have our second install. We're pretty fucking excited about how things are coming along. And if you want to support the show, and you want to support the, whatever's going on and what we have planned, we're looking at next month is going to be the official launch of the new Adam Friedland Show. So, guys, you can go to patreon.com/TAFS, and you can subscribe. You get twice as many episodes. You get exclusive video content. There's a couple videos up there right now that we've already done. We have more in the works right now. So go to patreon.com/TAFS. That was a little plug.
The Adam Friedland Show. What did Steven said he started a podcast called the Friends and Guys Podcast? He's like, stay tuned for Fags episode one. I love Steven. We gotta have Steven on the show more.
Yeah, he was on the show that one time without.
Yeah, I know.
But he got afraid to talk.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, Adam, I feel like I really blew it on the show.
He does. Yeah, people. It takes a while for people to. You got to turn off the. You got to forget that anyone's listening.
Yeah.
You know, you got nervous at Sirius. I could see it in your face.
I got nervous, but I warmed up. No, you know,
There's something more about going into a studio and you know it's live.
Yeah, and you know there are cameras.
Those heavy doors that close.
Heavy doors. Yeah, no, it was just like I was thinking, and I was like, wow, this is like when I was watching Howard on E, jacking off to the blurred titties as a youth. I was like, now I'm a pair of blurred titties. Mm-hmm. This is huge for me. But, you know, I think I got, during the second block, I think I felt a lot more comfortable. Mm-hmm. At first, I was a little shook.
Folks, you hear this song, Blurred Lines?
Yeah.
This guy's talking about when it's okay to rape a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, it makes you wonder, Robin Thicke, do they mean thick-headed?
Yeah.
What a freaking moron.
Yeah.
To write a song
you gotta
like that.
You got to be a freaking idiot to rape.
Yeah. It got me thinking, I'm going to start writing a song, and it's called Can I Eat Hillary Clinton's Pussy? And I'll be in the studio all week recording that one if anybody wants to talk to me after the show.
Imagine the song version of that. Hillary.
Yeah.
She walks in the room.
She's got an old cunt. I want to lick it. I want to suck it. You know I'm Tom Myers. Can I suck you? Can I lick you? You know I want that old cunt. Let me suck it. Let me enter from the bottom of the drapes that you wear now, the $10,000 drapes that Hillary Clinton wears as clothes.
It's true.
She dresses like fucking like sci-fi.
She dresses like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, but she dresses
dresses like a North Korean
in sci-fi
premiere.
When there's like a religious leader, there's like a premiere that's also just like...
So the Bene Gesserit.
Right, exactly. Just in communion with God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's how she sees herself. I'm the high priestess of fucking...
Hello, I am Reverend Mother Hillary.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have a big month. We're actually asking Hillary Clinton's permission to do gay month at Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
here at Fuckface Toyota.
We gotta
we're doing
watch her
gay month.
We gotta watch her show where she learns how to be a comedian
with the French clown.
The French clown is a clip from it, but it's Hillary and Chelsea Clinton learning about comedy.
I'll tell you,
I think we could watch it and then learn about comedy too.
What we gotta do right now?
Let's hear it.
Is we're gonna have to.
What we gotta do?
We're gonna have to talk about.
Mm.
My bookie.ag. 5 years ago, I had a stroke, and I've been living off disability, which wasn't enough to actually keep myself alive. So I figured, fuck it, I might as well gamble my disability checks. So I've been going to mybookie.ag and placing money lines on, what are you pulling up? The website?
Mybookie.ag.
Yeah.
Folks, the NFL season is in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders are 1-3. Guys, you can bet on fucking sports at fucking mybookie.ag.
Mm-hmm.
And the full website is mybookie.ag. Don't put the F word in it. Guys, they have a sports book. They have casino. They have racing. You can deposit money. You can deposit Bitcoin. You can deposit your seed. They got contests. Let's see what their contests are nowadays. Oh, they got a MyBookie Super Contest. Think you know about football? Pick 5 games against the spread each week and earn points for the wins. A battle for huge cash prizes, all SZN long. I don't know what that means, SZN. Oh, it's a cool way of spelling season.
Oh, Mr. Get Chinese.
Oh, Black Lives Matter.
Chinese is a fuck. If you are Chinese, you're a fuck. If Japanese, you're cool. But if Chinese, you're a fuck. At mybookie.ag.
They got another contest called Survivor Contest. That's where...
Survivor. Who remembers that TV show?
It's still on TV.
A lot of fun. You know what else is on TV?
Football.
The Simpsons.
It is. What happened to that damn Jeff Probst?
I had a weird moment the other day when I realized that I'm the age now that Homer Simpson was when The Simpsons started.
Is that right?
I'm doing time.
33.
Yeah. I'm the age now that Homer was when The Simpsons started.
That's good.
Got me wondering, what's next? Am I going to turn into a cartoon character? Am I going to get a big gut and I should start drinking Duff beer?
Guess you folks aren't television fans.
Guess we don't have TV owners in here.
Guess we don't have TV owners.
I met a girl the other day at a bar. She told me she doesn't have a TV in her apartment. And I said, so how do you watch TV then? She says, I don't. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, then how the hell do you... I said, fuck you.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I don't think it's nice to talk to women that way, Tom.
By the way, tomorrow 9 a.m., we're good on the floors. So after we wrap this up, we got to move everything over to the equipment room.
I got you.
So they can... and then I guess I'm going to have to... I'll get.
Let's do it.
I'll get those outlets put in now because I'm not going to be able to bring that ladder onto the floor after.
All right, cool.
Or at least I'm not going to be able to drag it all over the fucking floor after.
Okay, let's finish this MyBookie.
Yes, 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 yes.
So they got the MyBookie Super Contest, the MyBookie Survivor Contest. Are you a survivor? Prove it. Pick one team each week, straight up, no spread. If your team wins, you move on to the next week. If they lose, you're fucking out. You can't pick the same team twice. How long will you survive this winner-take-all contest? And they have another one called Squares. Get hyped for every quarter of action with Squares. Select your NFL or NCAAF. What's NCAAF? That's black fags.
What's up, man? We're the black fags.
Oh, that's the NAACP.
We're a biker gang.
Yeah, we're the black fags. NCAAF Squares.
Isn't that one of the New Zealand rugby teams?
The All Blacks.
The Black Fag. Oh, no.
The Black Fags. Yeah, the Black Fags. Squares on the game board and choose the score. Winners get paid every quarter. Terms and conditions apply. Guys, you go to fucking mybookie.com. You sign mer.ag. You sign up. You get your bonus, okay? They got these great contests. They have live betting. They have casino. They have races. It's like a day at the track with the ponies. Let's see who's coming up. Oh, Delta Downs. What's going on over there? They got a bunch of Southern arslers. In race one at Delta Downs, I'm going to be picking my boy Sam. Oh, Heavenly Trump. Heavenly Trump. He's a 15-1. He's on the outside. He's in the 11th gate. All right, guys. So go to mybookie.ag. You put in promo code COMETOWN or COMETOWN20. You get all this fucking free shit. You get free money. You get free everything. They got the best odds. You don't need to download an app. You just do it on your browser. They have live in-game wagering, and it's on all fucking sports. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code COMETOWN20. Thank you.
Mybookie.fag.
Mybookie.fag. Wow, it's crazy. You could bet on preseason basketball, but those games aren't real.
What do you mean they're not real?
Well, they don't like, it's not like they're competing. They play their starters for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They don't like, they're not trying to win.
You know, I realized the other day, if you take the letter P out of the word competing, what do you get?
Comedian. Nice.
Yeah. That's two. He's like, I've finally written a joke. It took 35 years of stand-up comedy, but
I accidentally happened upon a joke.
I figured it out, folks. Folks, let me ask you something. You're at home. You're showing your penis to your wife for the first time. She's spewing a bunch of Thai gobbledygook. You're 15 Budweisers deep, and the thing won't get hard. What do? You wait 7 minutes until the Blue Chew read, and you go back to this.
Let's go back to it.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that's now that guy emailed me back. It's like. Good. It's now there's a deadline, so I have to get all this other shit done, and then we're done.
What do you mean?
With the room, all the prep stuff is done. Then it's just shit gets dropped off, light it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the last thing, and then
that's the last thing, and then lights and sound.
Yeah. Also, too, I got to block out one more of these windows, So I'll do that. I can do that tomorrow. I can do
Are
that.
They're polishing the floors?
They're going to, I don't know. I really don't know about floors, but I imagine they'd buff them and then they're going to lay down like some kind of oil-based fucking like.
So will we have access to the unit tomorrow? We're yes. sliding around.
Yeah, they're going to just do it. He's coming at 10 a.m. You're not even going to be awake.
No.
You're going to be dreaming about Jewish heaven.
I'm going to be dreaming about next year's.
Did you make a brisket?
No, that's for Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. What do you say to lazy?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
That's for Rosh Hashanah. Because Jews are tired. Y'all, I'm tired.
Jews are tired, y'all.
I'm tired, y'all.
Yeah. What do we got coming up?
What's no, something? You don't eat for this one. It's
Halloween.
A fast.
Do we want to do something spooky for Halloween?
Of course we want to do something spooky for Halloween.
A bunch of dead bits.
We're going to do...
That's, yeah, what we're doing is we're killing...
We're going to go to the bit graveyard.
We're killing the show for Halloween.
Yeah, we're going to murder the show.
Yeah. It would be funny if like we just never... Like
never
something
came
happened.
Out with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming, dude.
There are three guys who are like, I know it.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I hope we can at least do some of the other stuff. I want.
You can call me a fag. You can call me a kike. But if you call me a goddamn liar... Actually, I've lied plenty of times. I've lied so many times. You can also call me a liar, I mm-hmm. guess. But I'm not lying about this one thing.
Yeah.
The show is coming out.
And then what we also need to do... Because, look, we do have the premiere episode with a big guest... But
we got our big celebrity guest with over 1 million Instagram followers.
We need to hit CAA to like just fill the calendar up.
I know. I talked to them.
Also, Jim could actually probably help with that. I think like
Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Well, he just gets New York. He just gets Ian. And
no. They have like big guests that go on that show.
Yeah. Well, we need a producer.
Like Dermot McElroy or Tom Skerritt has been on the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Huge.
We could have Diane Lane on the show.
Oh my God. Dude, yeah. She's so hot.
Kira Sedgwick.
Diane Lane is so hot.
We got folks. I'm sorry.
I just want to fuck this
first episode of TAFS. We've got Kira Sedgwick coming on.
Kira Sedgwick from.
With musical guest Chinese Guy featuring Dracula.
Yeah. Kira Sedgwick from China. The genderlentalist. The genderlentalist.
Yeah, they got this show Bones. Folks, I watched it.
Guys, there's got this guy David Boreanaz in this damn show Bones.
There's not a single skeleton on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the people have skeletons in them. But then you could call any show
yep.
Bones.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was saying mm-hmm. they should call every show Bones except for The Simpsons because those are cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one where they can't use it. Mm. Hey, how about Family Guy?
Yeah.
How about Family
Guy? Who else would we want on the show? Folks, write in. Tell us what you want. It's also, too, I
want
to get...
We want Tom. We want Tom. Yeah. Guys... Get in Tom's messages. Tell him the offer stands at $10,000.
I'm going to figure out a way to get it where we can have people call in and it just pipes into the studio.
I'm so hyped on that. Yeah. We could do like a Dr. Drew Love line.
Yeah. If we get the switchboard, because at some point doing live shows would be cool.
Yeah.
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 So we should figure out how to do that. But you're right.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're coughing.
Yeah, just a little cough. Mm-hmm. It's dusty in this damn place.
Damn, I'm excited. Now that I have a deadline and I can go back out there and keep getting work done. Now I just want to... It's
how much shit do we have to move?
What's that?
We don't have that much shit.
Not that much shit, but we got to get all the tape off the floor. And then once everything's moved...
They're just doing it in front of the flats, though.
Yeah, once everything's moved, I want to just get these. I've been intimidated by doing... folks, I know you guys think I'm a moron, but I'm not stupid enough to touch electrical wires.
Good
unless
boy.
I know exactly Good what I'm boy. Doing. But I think I don't know what I'm doing. But I think I got a handle on it. I just need to throw outlets on those two pots.
Up top?
Yeah.
That's great. And then we're going to be plugging shit into the ceiling.
Yeah, so you can plug the lights in up there.
Yeah, that's great.
And then also I should clamp down. You know what? I guess maybe I'll just get some like heavy-duty felt. And then if we need to, because I will have to get up there to move lights around once we get the DP in here.
Yeah.
So just put that under the ladder.
But are the ladders going to fuck up the new floors?
That's why you need like felt or something to put the...
Oh, felt on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Guys, we're getting new floors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. What else? What else?
So I work at 7-Eleven, but you know what that means. It means I'm half Indian, half Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
What's he up to? What are you doing? What are you doing?
My girlfriend doesn't have keys, so she's going to come meet here.
Oh, she's coming here.
Yeah.
Damn, I have to piss so bad.
We can pause. You can go pee.
Do you want to just try to do 5 minutes on your own while I go piss?
Yeah. Let me see.
Why don't you make up a monologue? I'm going to go piss. I'll be back.
Monologue about what?
And folks, I don't have a bladder problem. I just drank a gallon of water.
You drank it in the store before you checked out.
Because I was thirsty all day. Yeah. And I was working and I didn't think to drink water, but I got to piss now. I'll be back.
Well, Nick said make up a monologue, but I'm going to interpret that as not knowing about the monologue, not knowing that it's a comedy monologue for a talk show. I'm going to do a dramatic monologue from a play about Greenwich Village in 1981. Greenwich Village, 1981. A plague has descended on me and my friends. The queens, the fags, the gossips, the fairies, the butt boys, the sailors, the bikers, the leather daddies, the subs, the doms. We're all dying. Who will it claim next? I moved to New York City for one reason only, to be a fag. Everyone growing up in my small town in Iowa said that I could never be a fag. I could never be like one of those big city faggots. I moved here with a stick and a bindle over my shoulder. I walked from Iowa to New York City. And I came, when I arrived, I saw faggots everywhere. Boys with handkerchiefs hanging out of their back pockets, fucking in alleyways, dumpsters, garbage trucks, sneaking out in the margins of society. And now a plague has descended on us. Everyone's dying. Who's going to die next? They say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. It's John Lennon who said that, who was also a fag. Hello? Hi, doctor. What is it? I do? Is there a cure? No. Okay. Well, yes. I've had rough trade gay sex recently. Okay. Well, thanks. Semper Fi, brother.
Okay, so what was your story about?
It was kind of a dramatic monologue. It kind of fell off the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like
nobody's jumping shit on motorcycles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, Knievel kind of really just was the only one.
Well, he had his son.
Oh, his son. He had Knievel Jr., yeah.
Yeah, Richard Knievel.
Richard Knievel.
Who liked computers. Yeah. He would go, check this out. And then he'd overclock his Pentium.
So, yeah, I just talked about, you know, it was kind of one of those Angels in America style AIDS plays, mm-hmm. you know. So I just did a dramatic monologue about growing up in Iowa and everyone telling me that I could never be a fag and telling them I was going to go to the big city to be a fag. And then a plague has descended upon us. And then all my friends are dying. Who will save us? President Reagan? Is that you?
Reagan, President Reagan.
President Wagon? Is that Reagan. You?
Is that you?
President Wagon.
Are you there, God? It's me, Fat Titty Girl. Folks, if you're like me, your dick doesn't work.
Yeah. Like Nick.
Folks, if you're like me, your dick does not work.
If you're like Nick, your dick doesn't work.
And the only way to fix that is by going to bluechew.sexy.
Guys, in recent studies conducted across America, it was found that all men, or at least 99.5% of men, cannot get an erection.
So you go to bluechew.com and it says, have better sex. Discover your options with an online provider. And provider means some bitch on it. They made you do a Zoom meeting, right?
Yeah, I did a Zoom.
I didn't have to do the Zoom meeting.
I did a Zoom with a nurse practitioner, not a real doctor.
You get included.
I said, I didn't know that. I demanded a real doctor.
Bluechew is a dick chewable company. 40% of Americans hate taking pills. Bluechew, they invented a chewable form of generic Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. And it's 100%, what's included is 100% U.S. licensed medical providers, prescription consultation for sildenafil, tadalafil, or vardenafil. Professional, look, I didn't fuck those words up at all.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Vitamins and my brain's working again.
Dude, you're cooking with gas.
Yeah. No waiting rooms, no appointments.
Guys, it's probably changed the lives of every single person who's listened to this podcast. But if it hasn't, you can go online, you can talk to one of their licensed medical providers. No awkward in-person visits to the doctor. No awkward trips to the fucking pharmacy where they laugh at you. They ask you not to come back. They say, come back when you're a real man. And I say, you're not even from this country. And then they say, fuck you. So, guys, you don't have to do any of that shit. They send it to your apartment or home in discreet packaging, like a fucking secret agent. It doesn't say dick pills on it. And then you can rush to the fucking mailbox and hide it from your girlfriend. I choose my backpack to hide it in. I have 100 dick pills on me at all times. And whenever we're making love and she says, why does your breath taste like blue raspberry candy? I say it's because I like candy. And she should mind her own fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, I want some blue raspberry candy. I said, no, I ate the only one.
Lips like sugar, sugar pussy. Folks, have you heard this song, Lips Like Sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd get diabetes from sucking your wife off. If that were a chance. You ever read Hillary Clinton's pussy so hard your legs have to be amputated? I hear she's going to want to get back at Bill for all that shit he pulled.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
That's pretty good.
I was thinking about this fat girl in Bite Town. That let's just say we got a date with destiny.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, is that her name?
It could be. I'll write that down. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. What's your name, Destiny?
What's your name, Destiny? Because I got a date with Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "No, my name's Michelle." And I said,
"Well, I got a date with Michelle.
Have you ever been to a stand-up comedy show?" I said, "Have you ever seen a man pursuing a nightmare at 40 years old?" A lot of people pursue their dreams, but some folks pursue a nightmare.
Yeah.
Some folks pursue a nightmare before Christmas.
Yeah, that's what Chris Angel said when I saw him live, that a lot of people follow his dreams, but he followed his nightmare.
He followed his nightmare.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, you go to bluechew.com, you sign up, you talk to one of the people.
Did you say MyBookie use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20?
You sign up, you talk to one of their licensed medical providers, and they give you your first month free. All you have to do is pay $5 shipping, and then you can get your dick hard. We can't guarantee a girlfriend. We can't guarantee that you'll last long. You might still bust quick, but it'll get hard as fuck. And that's all girls like.
You'll have a hard old-fashioned penis.
You might have hard penis.
Then she says that she said my penis is small, and I told her no, it is old-fashioned. What's going on? Girlfriend problems?
No, she said she'll be here in 20. Okay, we'll
20
be
minutes.
Then. Okay, so Sarah.
Ah, oh, fuck. Now I'm like, I'm just anxious because there's a bunch of shit to do.
Oh, we just got to move all that stuff. She'll help us.
Yeah, move the stuff.
I'm going to put that bitch to work.
Move the stuff. Get those outlets done.
Which outlets? Oh, up top?
Yeah, the ones on the ceiling. And then also think about that pipe's loose, so I should at least... No, that's fine. It's fine.
Don't worry about the pipe.
Yeah.
You can do that later.
Yeah. I'm just trying to minimize. I don't want to pay to have the floors fucking look nice. Because they're going to be on camera, folks. We're not insane making floors look nice for us.
Are we going to have a no-shoes office? Are we going to have like an Asian family?
You're going to have to wear booties.
I'm going to wear booties.
We're going to wear painter's booties even while doing the show. You're going to wear a suit with painter's booties on.
Because Nick doesn't want me to ruin the floors.
Now that I have nice floors, Jesus, I really am turning into just an old queen.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick put plastic on our couch.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want spills.
I'm just Hyacinth now.
She's the best.
Yeah. She's it's a great show, folks. If you've never watched Keeping Up Appearances.
We talk about it all the time.
That gets a big recommendation from your boy.
It is a show that both Nick and I enjoyed growing up, and then we found out we were... I don't know. You're probably the only other person I know that's watched
Tim Dillon loves it.
Does he? Yeah, it was my family show. We all watched it together.
Really? My family wasn't even aware of it. I just watched it.
Because my parents are from... They lived in England for a long time. They're from Mouth Africa. Yeah. They're from Gucktown, Mouth Africa.
Welcome down here. We call it Mouth Africa.
Mouth Africa.
Because I'm about to mouth off at you.
I'm going, dude.
I'm going.
I'm booking my flights tonight.
I'm going to Johannesburg to suck a penis.
I'm going to see Granny. She's 91.
It's me, Adam's grandma.
The old Tupac of Canada.
It's me, Udam's grandma.
Udam's grandma.
I'm Adam's grandma.
Yeah.
And I live here in Mouth Africa.
Nick, you should come to Mouth Africa with me. We can go on safari, dude. We'll see like fucking exotic animals.
Yeah, I'd love it. Once we get this fucking show popping, dude, we're taking this shit on the road. We're going on tour again.
Yeah, we are going on tour again. Australia. That is another thing that we're planning.
Up and up and up.
I was talking to our agents about this. They want to do it.
Like you guys, we got just one, like three more weeks of just sort of a lull while we do something. No more patchwork. I know we said this already. But no more just feeding you slop.
No.
We're going to, like, and look, and frankly, I'm sorry, but the podcast days are probably numbered. I guess we can continue to release an audio version of the video stuff, but we got to have a talk show.
Yeah, we'll have if it's a talk show, we can still release it as an audio.
Sure.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, we are going to do a lot of, like we said, we are going to have exotic animals in here.
Yeah.
And they will all be wearing painter's booties.
I'm so excited. I got to be careful, though.
Yeah,
I gotta make sure that I'm not having mental illness.
No, yeah,
that's the best part about being mentally ill is that sometimes you'll be in a good mood and you have to go. This could be dangerous.
Yeah, it's
this
not,
could be bad.
I gotta be careful.
I can't trust the depression. I know that's fine.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's the upswings.
Fuck this world.
Fuck this world. But you know, and the other thing, I don't want to speak for the Blue Chew Corporation, but it does cure manic depression as well. That is, they're not promising it, but we have plenty of anecdotal evidence.
You like that band, Panic at the Dick Sucking Factory?
Yeah, they're from Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the band of my city.
Panic at the Penis Center.
Panic at the Penis Center.
Panic at the place
tonight,
where you show
tonight,
your...
Tonight at the Penis Center.
Panic at the place where you show your penis to your friends.
Yes. What are we going to talk about before the end of the show?
Yeah, we learned early on that this is...
dramatic monologue about AIDS.
We learned early on that this is not the kind of show that can have zero preparation. It was nice that we had that for years.
Yeah.
But this is going to be... Which is good. That's what you want as a fucking, like...
As a podcast listener?
Not as a podcast listener, but as somebody that makes stuff, you shouldn't, like... You know, the problem with the old shows, it was... You just phone it in, you know? And this, it makes me feel bad.
Yes.
When you do that.
Yeah, I know. And it, as the standards are going to begin to change.
Yeah.
So it just kind of feels like that. We were in that mode for a long time. Now mm-hmm. it's kind of evolving.
Yeah.
It's evolving into something.
Please come out dangerous. To Houston this weekend, though, because all of the money is being sunk into the show, and I do need just maybe another month where I don't have to just live off stand-up money. And then we'll figure a budget out.
Yeah.
Fire and forget, whatever yeah. that means.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think we need a mm-hmm. kind of a house bitch, you know.
Yeah, my therapist said that I got to go no contact with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I told her, we didn't have any contact for the last 2.5 years of the relationship. In fact, that was the entire time. She's a fat black woman in prison that I started a correspondence with. And that's the only relationship I've ever been
in. Oh, you never got a conjugal visit?
Yeah, I've never gotten pussy.
Yeah, I didn't get pussy. She was actually scamming me.
I've tried pussy.
Yeah, I've watched a bunch of shows about... There's that show Love After Lockup. I've talked about it before in the show. But mm-hmm. women, like, in prison... Mm-hmm. will find men and just like smuggle in phones.
Coming up on
nudes,
BBC Four.
And they'll just make, they'll scam them out of money.
People who eat too much cheese.
And then.
I just can't stop doing it. I wish I could, but every day I have to keep eating more cheese. Lawrence is a 6'2" rat. Lawrence is a giant rat from England. Few people know that half a percentage of the population in England is just mutant giant rats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about that for so random?
That's totally random.
That's totally random. Is that random enough for
totally
you?
Totally random.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pitch that to Robot Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have some action mm-hmm. figures do a stop motion thing yeah. about it.
I like making
starring
fun of Robot,
Seth Green.
Robot Chicken because it's literally, that's just all I've ever done.
Yeah.
That's the kind of bullshit that I do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jerry Springer, but he's fucking 5 million pounds. Fat Jerry's. Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Jerry Springer.
So you you were sleeping with her brother, and her brother was sleeping with your sister.
Mm.
I miss Springer. Is he still on TV?
Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jerry.
I used to watch it when I was sick. When I was home from school sick, it meant that I could watch Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best. I wish I could earn the respect of black people like Maury Povich has.
I think you are. The show, mostly. I got the demographics information.
It's mostly black people?
Mostly black people, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the hood fucks with Adam.
The hood fucks with me, and I got the baddest Chinese bitch on my side.
Mm-hmm. It's weird that they call it a clitoris hood. Yeah. You know, I guess in some cases it's because it looks like a hood on a sweatshirt. But in my ex-girlfriend's case, it's because it's been filled with black guys. I'll try that one out in Bite Town next week.
Yeah, I guess you guys...
guess we don't have any racists in here.
I guess we don't have any racists here.
I guess we don't have any virulent racists in the crowd tonight.
Does that lady Lisa Lampanelli still do the roasts?
Mm-hmm.
They used to always say that she would have a lot of black lovers.
Somebody's been telling
that
me...
That was the joke about her.
Somebody's been telling me there's a dance revolution happening. Folks, yeah, good luck changing the government with dancing. You're going to need guns. You're going to need more than a couple of dances to get these...
This is a man whose brain is dying.
These clowns in Congress.
These clowns in Congress. What, are you going to dance at Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dance. Now, they got this game, folks, called Dance Dance Revolution. I get the dance part. I get the dance part. But the revolution part? What kind of revolution is happening?
An audience of zero. Man losing his mind. Just doing that would be a great. I mean, there has to be at least one homeless guy who's just doing stand up for no one. Just the guy in the subway.
Yeah.
Talking about just his observations about life that just, or, you know, make absolutely no sense. A guy who moved here for stand-up who's just literally failed and lost his mind.
How about stand-up momity? And a woman comes on stage and she's got a big pair of tits and we all drink out of them.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be better than regular stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. I think.
That's just like a woman in the 50s. Yeah. And she's got a tattoo above each one of her nipples and one says whites only and the other says colors.
That would be racist.
That's just how it was back then. White women, they'd have...
She let the brothers drink.
They would have two
titties. She let the brothers drink.
They'd have two titties. Uh-huh. And I said, well, which one of them is the colored fountain? That was my move back in the 50s.
That was your pickup line.
I'd point to... That's... I'd point to a white woman and I'd say, which one of them's a color fountain?
You know, you sound like O.J. Simpson's childhood friend. Did you see the documentary? Mm-mm. He's got a friend that's
I don't have a TV in my apartment.
He's just one of those guys that be like Juice. Mm-hmm. That's when Juice found out his father was gay. You know that?
What?
That O.J. walked in on his dad being gay.
With who?
With a guy.
With a guy. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's gay.
And then he kills his wife.
Yeah.
He killed his wife and her lover. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think his dad was on top or bottom?
I wonder. Yeah.
It does make you wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy, Jesus Jones. Now, uh-huh. I get the Jones part.
But Jesus? Has he even been to Nazareth? Mm-hmm.
You know who I think we should have as the next president? You know those little guys they got outside of the Home Depot? Because mm-hmm. they'll do it for cheap.
That's true.
And with the money we save,
you know,
we can explore space together, uh-huh. arm in arm with the rest of the world.
What if they made the president, you make like $100 million a year or a term?
You do.
You don't make that much. Well, I guess you do through like speaker's fees.
Speaker's deals. Fees after the fact, but also by manipulating the stock market.
Oh, yeah. You're not mm-hmm. picking the ponies in the stock market. Yeah. I guess you do. I was just thinking, like, maybe if they paid a lot of money, then we get a little bit more talent in there than these clowns they got right now. Mm-hmm. Kind of like teachers, you know? That's why all teachers are dumb and they...
I'll tell you what, I would love to bust up that fucking teachers union. I would love to just get in there, fire all of them, mm-hmm. and replace them with guys from the Home Depot parking lot.
Because you know they'd do it for
now. That's who the Chinese Riddler should call the Littler. You ask me, folks.
It's really funny how little they are. It's mm-hmm. it is very. They are so little.
Yeah, and it's funny too because in your head you're like, oh, that's probably because in Guatemala they didn't have fucking milk.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Yeah,
brain makes up some racist reason.
Some stupid shit.
Yeah, it's because they would have one taco a day in Guatemala.
Yeah, so they couldn't afford tacos.
They didn't have the nutrients. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm a solid, at most, 4 inches taller than most of those guys.
And I'm laughing at them as if I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, exactly.
They really do make me feel big.
Do they?
No.
You should hire them to hold your dick.
I should hire them to. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want the drywall? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, just come in my car.
Just get in the van.
Just get in the car.
That's a Henry Rollins' book addressed to children.
Uh-huh. Just get in the van.
Get in the van.
What if
we should have Henry Rollins on the show?
Yeah, that'd be badass. Mm. He's a vegan.
Yeah, me and Henry Rollins are friends.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, you chill with Rollins.
We don't chill. We correspond.
Oh, you correspond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I send him postcards.
And everyone can read it.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Henry, don't tell anyone I'm gay.
I'm gay. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Some guy at the post office calls you up. I heard you gay.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, it's about that time. What are you doing? You're taking a phone call? Oh, okay. Well, folks, it's about that time. Thank you again for listening to the Adam Friedland Show. Adam has to go get his girlfriend at the front door.
Right,
perfect timing.
Bye.
Please go to patreon.com/TAFS and subscribe. We got big things coming. We promise.
Yeah.
It is going to be... This is a new...
Welcome to the future.
The future. All right. Bye. Thanks, guys. Love you.